Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue today talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the men's basketball program here at Montana State Billings. And that's right, it is time for basketball. Boy, it just seems like we were doing the wrap-up show last year, George. Comes around quickly, but I would imagine this is a very exciting time of year for you.
Well, you know, you get kind of anxious right now. You know, you got a game coming up this week. We've had a lot of individual workouts, a lot of practices. Boys are tired and beat up, but it is an exciting time of the year. I like this group. I like the mentality of this group. I think we have a lot of different parts and pieces. But you know, we have to. We're in a real big fine tuning mode right now.
You know, last year there were so many question marks about the team going in. It turned out to be a pretty darn successful season for you in your first year as head coach. Probably not as many question marks for you this year, but still it sounds like you got a few.
Well, we just have so many new faces, and with that, it's not really a trust level. It's an understanding level and a concept level. I would say right now, offensively, we're not as tight as we'd like to be. We're way too loose. We don't understand. You know, we get off the reservation. We get out of sync really, really fast. But every once in a while you see some things and you go, ooh, that was pretty special. So, you know, we have more depth. I like that part about it. You know, I just think we have more pieces.
Yeah, if there was one issue last year, and I'm sure you'd agree with me, is the depth issue. You know, you were about 6-7 deep, and then after that, things got a little dicey for you. I mean, you take a look at Bunker, who you lost, of course. Man, this guy, he played about 99% of the games for you last year. You didn't really have that depth. Obviously, you've brought in some new faces this year that you think maybe you can go deep into the bench and help you out a little bit.
Well, and it's more competitive. I mean, Depth is important for the long grind of the season, but having better players that compete against one another day in and day out, you get better. You know, with depth, you get better quality of practice. You have people that can go at you, and as long as we are practicing, you don't grind them down quite as much, because when you don't have as many players, those guys are on the floor every single second of the time that they're out there, and that wears them out. And so here we can sub them in and out in practice, and you know, the competition part is good. They make choices. You know, we ultimately decide who plays, but they're making choices when they're auditioning for minutes in practice.
But, be honest with you, I love preseason polls. Just love them. I'm kind of a junkie of them. I like to look at them. I like to keep them around, look at the end of the year and see just how they turned out. I think they're great for water cooler conversation and what have you. That being said, I think they're probably worth just about the paper that they're printed on. You were picked fifth this year, which I didn't think was bad. You know, just barely missed out on fourth. Obviously, you're getting a little more love than you did last year going into the preseason. When you take a look at the GNAC this year and in terms of where they kind of placed you, obviously this team developed some respect from last season.
Well, certainly. I think I really do think in the world that we live in, maybe not in the Syracuse, Indiana, Texas, UCLA world, I think those polls, although they are just like you said, polls, they have a little bit more scientific data to go with it. Our polls, I think, have a tendency to be based a lot on what you did last year. You know, we were a couple points shy of being picked to finish last. And we finished up in the middle of the pack. You know, this year we're one vote away from being picked fourth, and we're six or seven votes away from being picked third. So, you know, I do think that is a tribute to the guys that were in this program last year. They garnered that respect for us that we have right now. But as you said, that's great water cooler conversation. You don't buy much with water cooler conversation and the paper it's printed on. I think that's a real accurate statement. Now we have to go out and prove what we think we can be.
Truth of the matter is, you could be a pretty good team and be fifth in the GNAC. Unfortunately, we'll talk about the conference a little bit more and what happened during the offseason for Montana State Billings, and take a look at the schedule when we come back with the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, as they get set to start the season Sunday with an exhibition game at Big Sky Conference foe Eastern Washington. George, we mentioned briefly the GNAC poll. You were picked by the coaches to finish fifth. Again, great water cooler conversation, what have you. The one thing they don't really, they're not able to judge for obvious reasons, is what sort of effort was put in during the offseason by the various players at the various programs. Are you pleased with what you saw from your team coming off the offseason and into your early practices?
Sure I am. I think Derek is in better shape right now than he was at any given time last year. And so with Derek Wright able to get up and down the floor for longer periods of time, he's not, you know, he's trimmed down. You know, that right there itself is a real perk. It's interesting that, you know, maybe some of the newer players that we have in have more accolades or have a little higher skill or athletic ability. The returning players have been really a positive influence on our program because they understand what we're trying to accomplish. They understand the scheme of what we're doing, and I think they have been really good mentors for the new players that we have coming in the program.
Yeah, we talked about the fact that there were a lot of question marks last year regarding the team you had coming in. Obviously, they had a lot of question marks, too, as they had a brand new coach. Tell us about this roster a little bit. Who you have coming back, and what are some of the new faces that Yellow Jacket fans can look forward to seeing this season?
Well, you know, we mentioned Derek. He's our top returning scorer. He was shot 50-some percent from the field during the season. Was one of the top rebounders in the GNAC coming back, and so, you know, he's pretty influential. I thought Brad Hodge played really well for us down the stretch last year. He comes in at about almost 18 pounds heavier than he was at the end of last year, so, you know, that extra size and strength for him has been really positive. And he was one of the tops in the conference in field goal percentage, and he's our second leading scorer coming back. You know, Brett Taylor was third in the conference in the GNAC in three-point field goal accuracy at 46%. Adam came off his best game ever, and he looks bigger and stronger. And then Kirk Blaine and Tyler Henson inside, although they didn't put a lot of stats up as far as points and rebounds are concerned, they're just such hard blue-collar guys that they're definitely good for our new players to see how hard they play and what the expectations are.
Some of the new players you've got coming in, and boy, there were some, you know, taking a look at the press releases, we talked about the talent level, and it does appear that we've made a jump up in terms of what we may have even seen last year when you had some pretty solid talent.
Well, you know, I like a lot of those guys. Getting them to understand what we do right now so that we can maximize their gifts is going to be important. Devel Jackson is really good. He's been hurt all fall with either been a back or a hand or a shoulder or something like that. But when he's healthy, he's really special. You know, Lasha, the transfer from Hawaii, and DeAndre, transfer from Western Oklahoma. Those two guards give us some athleticism, give us some scoring punch, give us better defensive players on the perimeter. Mike McQuarrie, as he gets more comfortable, I think he's going to flourish. He's really bouncy, 6'7", transfer from Northridge. We're going to redshirt Joel Barnt. And that's not because we don't think he can play. We really think he can play. We just need him to get stronger. He's had a really good fall, a really, really good fall. We're excited about him. Andrew Hickman, we really like Andrew. You know, he's 6'7", he's 262 pounds, squats almost 500 pounds. He's just, you know, he's a load. I mean, he's, you know, he's a big, you know, they call him a big country, and he is. And so he's playing some, he'll play some minutes for us. You know, you take a look at Jason Tanasku, transfer from Carroll. He's playing very well for us right now.
Played at Gardner, I believe.
Yes, and was at Gardner. Was it Gardner High School? Played for Hanson when he was there. And you know, the list just, you know, goes on and on and on. Tyrone Williams, transfer from Miles City. He's struggling picking up what we're doing, but once he gets that part figured out, I think he'll give us some good quality minutes. So, you know, we have a lot of guys in the program, and I think the guys that we have in there, they all have their own little niche. And so once they figure out how to put those niches together with everybody else, I think we have a chance.
We'll talk about the schedule and the upcoming game against Eastern Washington when we come back with the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Are you ready to get amped? AMP helps athletes get in the game and stay there. Our performance programs build strength, speed, and endurance. And if injuries do occur, our sports docs, the best in the region, are there to help athletes heal, regain their strength, and get back on the field. AMP, athletic, medicine, and performance. Check us out at ampmontana.com. AMP is a proud supporter of the Yellow Jackets.
In Ada Blue, along with George Pfeiffer on the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, as we talk Montana State Billings men's basketball. 25 games in all, 13 home games on the schedule. I know a lot of effort goes into putting together a schedule. A lot of things come into place. You don't always get the games you want. You get some of the games you want. But when you take a look at the schedule, are you kind of pleased with the way it shapes up for your program?
Yeah, I like our schedule. Right now I'm pretty anxious with Eastern Washington University, you know, as our exhibition opener on the road this coming Sunday. They played St. Martin's last Sunday and beat them 98-61 and had them down 45 points in the second half. And so they're really, you know, they got one of the best guards in the Big Sky coming back. And so if we go out there and play loose and throw the ball all over the gym, you know, and lose our composure, we'll have that kind of moment, maybe worse. Because I think they're going to be really good this year. We come right back with counters with Colorado Christian and Mary. We're at Augustana, who was one of the top 25 teams in the country last year on the road. We're going to them. We're at Dixie's tournament, where two teams from the GNAC went to last year and came away 0-4. So that's going to be a difficult and challenging place to play. And then our conference. I mean, our conference is just, you know, Western Washington went down to the Disney Classic and they came away 2-1. The only team they lost to was one of the top teams in the country in Division II in Western Kentucky. Duty, though, their power forward, was the MVP of that 16 tournament. Seattle Pacific returns everybody, not virtually everybody. They return everybody but one guy, and they feel like they've replaced him. So I know they're going to be really good. Central has half of their team back, if not more. Most of them were high production people. Anchorage supposedly had a really, really good recruiting class. Fairbanks, which is ranked down below, has two of the top scorers, you know, and Moe and Jenkins coming back. So, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So those games are going to be just, you know, they're going to be really, really tough and challenging for us.
I've often said if you're faint of heart, you would not have wanted to come to a lot of Montana State Billings basketball games last year at Altura. It's a lot of close games, and taking a look at your schedule, I suspect we can expect more of the same.
Well, we lost 10 games with 5 points or less. I keep saying that. Our kids get tired of me saying that, because when we miss a screen, or we don't cut hard to this spot, or, you know, we miss a rotation defensively, those are the types of things that haunt you. And you didn't have to be in that situation. If you, you know, execute three or four of those things correctly and you get the points from it or don't allow the points from it, now you have a substantial lead and you don't have to be in those five-point games that we were in last year. And we need to capture those games. So, you know, I felt like we were pretty close. I mean, obviously, the numbers speak for themselves as far as that's concerned. And so the challenge for this group is to go to another level. The challenge for this group is to understand how hard it's going to be. And this weekend is definitely going to give them a real taste of that.
Exhibition games, I think, oftentimes do provide you to do a few different things, though, you know, doesn't count against your standings or anything like that. And I suspect, can we expect a few different things, maybe trying out a few combinations or what have you that maybe you wouldn't do in a game that wasn't an exhibition? Or is it just so early that you're just kind of flying by the seat of your pants right now just to see what works?
Well, you know, we'll have some preparation for Eastern Washington, but we're gonna approach this like a regular season counting game. We're not gonna come back with the excuse, "Ah, it was an exhibition, so we did this, this, and this." Now, we've had some scrimmages, some outside scrimmages that which we're allowed to have, and in those, you know, I know we had a scrimmage this past Sunday, and we didn't run this one play right, and so I made them during the scrimmage run it like six times in a row until they finally grasped how to run it. Now, I don't think I would do that in the Eastern Washington game because it would be really ugly. They're jumping everything and cheating to everything. I think sometimes in those types of environments, my lack of patience and my stubbornness is to make us do it over and over again. Whereas if you're in a game that counts and your kids aren't doing the things that they're capable of doing, you probably don't do that and you go back to practice and fix it. So we won't look at the exhibition game as if it was a practice. You know, we need to go in there and compete, and we need to try and do everything we can to be competitive with obviously a very, very good Eastern Washington basketball team.
Well, I'm excited about it. Montana State Billings men's basketball again this Sunday at Eastern Washington. Then they'll be home Wednesday, November 18th. A bit of a break there as they host Colorado Christian, and Saturday, November 1st against the University of Mary here at Alterowitz Gym. All the games, of course, will be heard here on the Internet. George Pfeiffer, congratulations on a really, really exciting season last season, and looking forward to some real good men's basketball this year as well.
Thank you so much.
Canada Blue along with George Pfeiffer. Thanks, everyone.